Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is If You Must Call the Name. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, the Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Today's scripture is an admonition, a straightforward and unambiguous admonition. The scripture says, let everyone that names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. I love the way the Amplified Version puts it. It says, let everyone who names himself by the name of the Lord give up all iniquity and stand aloof from it. My dear listeners, the era we are in is an era of seriousness. We cannot continue to claim that Jesus is Lord over our lives, yet continue to deliberately and consciously live in sin. Grace is not license, and scripture is replete with occasions where believers are warned that if they continue in sin, there will be judgment. I remember going to university as a young 16-year-old. The night before I was to travel, my father called me and said to me, I am not a rich man. I don't have much to give you, but always remember whose name you bear. My name is what I give you. Be careful where you take my name to. Those words still sound in my ears till today. My father wanted me to be protective of the name he had worked hard to maintain. In today's scripture, God is saying the same. If you will lay claim to my name, if you will use my name, God is saying, in the world, take a stance against iniquity. You cannot speak the way people of the world speak. You cannot afford to live in strife, in envy, with hatred and with malice. If you will be named by the name of the Lord, it is your duty to turn away from sin and iniquity. Stop trying to conform. Light should never strive to be like darkness. If you are using the name of the Creator of the whole earth, please carry yourself right. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, this morning we just pray for your mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. We pray for grace to turn away from every form of wickedness and iniquity that we have let seep into our lives. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.